Past 4 o'clock this afternoon, and joining us in studio, he was on a little bit last hour, but now officially here with us, it's the coach of Maine softball, Mike Coots, joining us in studio. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too, Rich. You know, I could think of worse things to do for the summer afternoon from 3 to 6. I mean, you got this pretty good deal. You got your figurines here. I think that's a Bronson Arroyo figurine, is it?
it is.
If you push the button, it plays a Pearl Jam cover.
Yeah, this is all right.
It's not too bad that we got our Grady Little down there at the end,
yep,
making the call to Pedro that he to the bullpen that he never made to relieve Pedro. Hey, we're all set.
No, you got everything you need right there.
The bar is just about 10 feet away. Food behind us. Life is good.
What else do you need?
Exactly. It's not like it's work or anything like that. Hey. Also with us, Keith Dowdy from Black Bear Sports Properties stopping by as well, and as always bringing refreshments. Thank you, Keith.
Well, you know, I try to make sure that the fans are happy, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the name of the game. And, Mike, you just got back from what'd you say, almost 2 weeks out on the road recruiting?
Yeah, I was down. I went to Pennsylvania a week and a half ago and spent 4 days there, and then was in another big tournament in New Jersey and just got home actually Saturday night. I rushed home Saturday to see my daughter's softball game, and then Jack had a doubleheader yesterday. So just trying to get ready. We've got two more spots in our 2017 team, and then 2018 is going to be a big year for us. We've got eight or nine girls that'll graduate in 2018. There are sophomores going to be our juniors. So trying to identify a lot of 2018 players. And as I just mentioned earlier, saw a lot of good players. And now we just got to shake enough trees to get the ones here that we want.
Recruiting kids to the University of Maine, we've talked to the other coaches about this. There are some challenges in there geographically, but in terms of facilities, we've got a lot to be proud of up here.
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, when you go around our league, at least softball-wise, like Binghamton has got the best facility in the conference. They've done a nice job with theirs. Hartford's got a good one. And our facility is probably middle of the road. I mean, certainly there are ones that are worse than ours, but I mean, for us, we've got the dome. I mean, it's great to be able to go in there in the winter. I mean, I had a girl ask me and said, "Well, what do we do when it snows out?" I go, "Well, we don't practice outside. We have a big dome that's regulation size." So, you know, you talk up all the positive things. I mean, those are things that are never going to change. Where we're located will never change. So we kind of take the route of not everybody's tough enough to come to Maine, you know, and kind of challenge them that way and see what they want to do. And then, you know, we're able to now – winning a conference championship certainly helps in recruiting. I mean, it's amazing how many emails and calls we get on a daily basis, and they're better players than they were 3 years ago when people were calling us. So identifying them is a little bit more challenging now. But, I mean, it's being able to get them here and then talk to them about our chemistry and our culture and what the school has to offer. I mean, those are great things. The friendly people there, the great classes, the people in the athletic department are great. The support staff is awesome. So everything that they need to make them successful in their life, we have at Maine.
And we talked about this after the NCAAs. It was such a great year. But you guys realized when you got there that you were competing at a very different level, and you don't get that level of competition in conference play.
No, not at all. And I think the big thing was that the girls saw that level of play. Now it's like, when we talk to them as coaches about having to practice at a different level, now it makes sense to them. But until they see it, they'd be like, "Coach, what are you talking about?" Now they see it and how fast it is, and how the biggest challenge more than anything, Rich, was just the pitching. We don't see that speed of pitching. I thought, you know, Georgia was fast. They could run. I thought we handled their speed well. The girl, the Wilkerson girl that pitched was just, I mean, the girls are coming back going, "Coach, I can't see it spin." I'm like, "Well, don't tell anybody else. Just tell them they can go hit it."
It sounded low.
Exactly. So, you know, that was great. And I think when we had our meetings at the end of the year when the girls were leaving, they were determined to come back next year. We want to get back there. We can win a game in the regional. And so it sounds like they'll be excited. And, you know, we'll have a whole new set of challenges next year. I mean, this year was one thing. Now there's been new challenges for us next year. And just anxious to get started again.
Now, when do you start putting together the spring schedule?
Well, it's most of it's done, to be honest with you, right now. We'll start in Arizona. We're going to go to Grand Canyon University, which I think is 5 or 6 years in Division I. They were 35-16 this past year. So we'll play in a tournament there. We're going to play at Arizona State, and then we're going to Colorado State to play in a tournament. Then we're going to Utah to play – Utah Valley and BYU, and then we'll end the spring trip up in Montana. They just built a brand new $5 million facility, and so we'll go up there. So we'll bounce around a little bit, but the great thing about this spring trip is we've got 8 nights of our hotel are going to be paid for.
Well, that's great.
So that'll save us, you know, $11,000-$12,000, which we can use for other things, and we'll get really good competition. And then when we get back, we'll play Quinnipiac for a weekend. We're going to play BU for a weekend, and then the first part of April, our conference will start. So it's pretty well all set.
Now, of course, you remember from your days as a player at Maine, and then as a coach with John Winken, where that spring schedule was an absolute killer year in and year out. But Wink always said that's what made you good come tournament time, and that's what made you good if you were able to get to the regionals.
Yeah, you know, and as a coach, like you want to win, obviously, all the time, but you have to think about getting people experience and putting them in situations where they maybe have a tough time, and they got to work out of it so that when you get to the conference and you get to the conference tournament, you're prepared for it. So sometimes I don't want to say I still expect to win every game we go play. I mean, I know we can't go 52-0, but I expect we're going to win. But it's unrealistic to think a lot of times that you're going to be 40-12. You know, you try and everything. And the one thing I don't like about that is that you don't want to go into any games and the girls thinking there's an excuse to lose. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, the spring trip schedule is tough, but let's not use that as an excuse. Let's still go compete. Let's make ourselves good players. Let's become a good team and not have a built-in excuse, because if we have that built-in excuse, guess what? We're going to use it. So
exactly.
I can remember when you hit with Wink, we were 0-22 after the spring trip. But our spring trip was LSU, Texas A&M, Rice, Oklahoma State, Florida State, Miami, and Clemson. Like, how can you do any, you know?
Right.
But,
right.
You know, we got back and I think we might have got to the conference championship game. So, I mean, it was just crazy. And some of the games we were out of in the fifth inning. And Jay was coaching with me.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask Jay about someday.
Can you believe it's 30 years ago since that 86 World Series team?
I know. It's crazy how fast time goes by.
We're talking with Mike Kutz here on Downtown. Now, among other things, you've got a golf tournament coming up to raise money for the program. How can people get involved with that?
Well, they can go online, you know, at the Black Bear website. They can give me a call. They can shoot me an email or whatever. It's at Martindale Country Club on August 8th. It's at 9. Starts at 9 in the morning. It's kind of a small friendly one. We only want to have 18 or 20 foursomes. We're not trying to make it big. Mm-hmm. It's mostly to get a lot of friends to come back and just have a day where we can have some fun. The one thing that everybody said over the past few years is it goes fast. It's not a day that a golf tournament that lasts 8 hours. You know, you get a breakfast in the morning, you get lunch at the turn, we have appetizers and a buffet at the end, and then, you know, we'll have an auction and so forth, and just try to raise some money. A lot of the old baseball guys that I played with, Brad Colton, Coach Brian Seguin, Chuck Netto, and those guys all come. They live down in that area. So it's a great day for me and Lynn personally, because we get to see a lot of people we don't see very often. Yeah. So, but it generally raises us, you know, $10,000, $12,000, which is huge, either for the spring trip or for some other things that we're trying to
do. Say hi to Chuck. I coached him in middle school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he coaches at Gorham High School now and did a great job with his team this year.
Well, let's talk about that, too. You mentioned your son and daughter. They both had tremendous years athletically. That's got to be so much fun for you and Lynn to watch that next generation get out there.
Well, we often say with our kids, it's either a blessing or a curse that they have two parents that are coaches. You know what I mean? Sometimes it works out great. But, no, it's fun to see them develop, and it's fun to realize that some of the things we talk about at home, they actually pay attention to, you know, and they go out and do them. And, you know, the funny thing about Maggie was, like, she never really was into sports. You know, she liked to bake and get in the kitchen and make desserts for Dad. And last year she watched just about every inning of every game in the Little League World Series. Dad, we got to hurry and get home. South Carolina's playing Pennsylvania. So we'd go home and watch the games, and then after that, she's playing soccer, she's playing basketball, she's playing softball, she wants to try field hockey, she wants to run track, so now she's into everything. So, and we never pushed her, but, you know, she loves it, and she's a lot like her mom. She holds people accountable. She wants people to be in the right spot. You know, on second base on a bunt, you got to make sure you're here, and if they're not there, it doesn't bode well with her. And, you know, Jack's been great. You know, everybody kind of said, you know, geez, moving to Orono, is that the best place? And it's worked out well for him. He's been able to play football, basketball, baseball. The basketball team's been in the finals the last 2 years, mm-hmm. which is great. He's played football. I'm not sure if we were still in Scarborough, he would have played football, but it's worked out great for him. He loves doing that. He's got a great group of friends there, so it's been fun watching that. And the thing with Jack right now, like, he's going into his senior year, so now it's what are we going to do for college, right. and where are we going to go? So he's got some Division I schools interested in him. We're just going to let that process kind of take care of itself. You know, he plays on a travel team out of Portland where he was in New Jersey last week. He played a doubleheader yesterday, and just loves to play. You know, he just loves to play. So from a parental standpoint, it's fun to just watch him be happy playing the game. And so we try not to put too much pressure on him.
Absolutely. Hey, with summer here, do you miss your time coaching in the Cape Cod League?
Absolutely. I mean, that was, you know, probably the best summers I ever had. I mean, you couldn't beat the Cape in the summer, mm-hmm. and playing that competition and having, you know, future professional players play on your team and coach them and so forth. And, you know, it's funny, though. You get all those kids that come in, and I always tell the story, like, you know, I was fortunate enough to coach Chase Utley, you know, and you think these guys know everything. And first game he's there, you know, he's playing second, a guy gets on base, and I'm like, Chase, double play depth. Yeah, no problem, coach. 2 innings later, guy gets on, Chase, double play depth. Coach, what's double play depth? And I said, oh, okay, but, you know, I learned a valuable lesson then. Yeah. Don't ever assume that kids know anything. Teach right. and teach and teach.
We were talking about this before we came on the air. Good to see some new teams in the College World Series.
Yeah, it's fun to see Coastal Carolina. I mean, there's a team that kind of came out of nowhere, mm-hmm. and they won their conference championship, I think, only 1-0. So, I mean, they were close to not even winning. And, you know, it's amazing when kids get confidence – what they can do. And I mean, they are just rolling with confidence right now. And, you know, they got that Beckwith guy that's thrown 2 complete games for them, and he wasn't even a starter when the season started. Right. So, you know, that's fun to see, and it's fun to just see new teams as opposed to the same old Florida or whoever else has been in there in the past. So it's good.
Well, it's interesting too with Coastal Carolina. They've got some money in that program. They're one of the powers in FCS football. And then end of last week, they just announced that, like so many other teams, they're bound for the big time and hope to get to FBS level within the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably will. And, I mean, you know, it's great for that coach too. I think he's been there 21 years, yeah. and this is the first time he's been there. And everything I hear about him, he's a great guy. So it's fun to see guys succeed like that.
We've been talking about this with all the coaches, and Keith, feel free to chime in on this as well. One of the things that we've talked about the last few weeks is the fact that, and you've been around UMaine Athletics for a long, long time, I think we're seeing something we haven't seen a lot right now in the athletic department with coaches, administrators, everybody all on the same page and pulling in the same direction and working together.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you have to give Carlton a lot of credit to that. I mean, from the first time he was here, setting a plan in place of this is where we want to go and this is what we want to have happen, and making everybody realize that we can't be successful unless everybody is going in the same direction. And, I mean, you know, from our own standpoint, like, I realize that this year, like, we can't win if the business office isn't doing things for us, or Chrissy and the academic support isn't helping our girls, or our trainer, or John, our speed and conditioning guy. So everybody has a part in us being able to win. And it's great to go to work and know that everybody's going in the same direction. Everybody's pulling towards that. And, I mean, you have to give Carlton a great amount of credit mm-hmm. for that, obviously, for the vision and sticking with it. And then we had a staff meeting, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, you know, providing guidance and sort of a state of the union where we're at. And just the amount of participation that we saw there was incredible. And, you know, the coaches all standing up and speaking and talking a little bit about, you know, what was a big win for them this year. And I was really surprised to see how many of them spoke about other coaches' successes and how many of them spoke about how they're supporting the other programs and, you know, and sponsors getting involved as well and helping out and doing what they can to participate in the activity that's mm-hmm. going on. You know, the fan base and the sponsors, they see what's happening as well, and it's starting to catch on, and it's creating exciting environments around the athletics department.
Well, and I think, too, having people like Lynn and Kazi in administration, that's just got to be a huge help for coaches to have somebody who knows what it's like.
Oh, yeah, no question. They've got experience in it, and they both love the university, and they're both pulling the same way Carlton's pulling on that. And, you know, one of the things that I talk about, we talked about recruiting, is just how the athletes all support each other at Maine. They're all right. in it for each other, and, I mean, that's a great atmosphere for high school kids to come into that know that not just their own team cares about them, but the other athletes are all in it together. So that's a great environment, too.
Absolutely. Mike Coots, hey, it's great visiting with you. Come on in, as you can see. We don't work very hard. Come on in anytime this summer. Love to have you.
I think I might.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right.
Mike Coots, and of course, Mr. Dowdy, as always, you know you're welcome here.
Thank you very much.
As long
it's a pleasure
as
being here.
You bring drinks, you're always welcome. It's 22 after 4 on downtown. Let's get a check of the weather forecast, as always, brought to you by Quirk Subaru.
It's your car. Find it at Quirk.
Well, the great weather will come to a brief end. A rain likely tonight. Low temps around 63 degrees. Showers tomorrow morning, 77. Scattered thunderstorms, low 70s for Wednesday. But then right back into the sunshine, mid-80s, a bit more humid on Thursday. Right now in downtown Bangor, sunshine 83. You're listening to The Pulse, AM 620, WZON.